juices or poinsettias or all we get's a little bitty short ones usually in a pot. Amen. But we got to see them anyhow. Amen. It's good to see, even if you have to look at little bitty short ones. Amen. Their blooms are just the same, even though they're artificial like these. Amen. Up here, praise God. At least I got to see them, praise God. They're pretty, even though they're artificial. I think these are artificial. Amen. Sometimes you can't hardly tell. Amen. Praise God. But thanks for the gorgeous flowers. I got to see them. Thanks for the splendid fruit. Amen. I'm going to dig into it. I got to look at it for a while, but I haven't dug into it yet, Lord. Amen. I want to dig into it today or tomorrow. Praise God. I got to before the bananas get overripe and the grapes, amen, begin to get a little bit soft. Oh, but I got to look at it. I got to see it. Hey, if you let Jesus come into your life, instantly you're going to see things you never saw before. Amen. You're going to see beauties you never realized before. Hallelujah. You're going to see color that never was there before. And you're going to say, preacher, why didn't you tell me? I'll tell you why. It's like telling a blind man how beautiful a rainbow is. It's like telling a blind man how beautiful the spring morning is. He can smell it, but he can't see it. And you say, why couldn't I tell you? Amen. Because you're blind. But I'm presenting you this Christmas healing for your eyes, victory for your soul. Amen. Let's stand and let's pray, Father. Praise God. Touch my friend. Bless them. Save them, Lord. Open their eyes and heal them. Give them gold tried in the fire that we may be rich, beautiful, white raiment that we may be clothed, and that the shame of our nakedness do not appear. Help folks to find it easy to come to Jesus' altar and kneel before him as the shepherds of old who came and adored him. Bowed before him like wise men of past generations have. Amen. And among other things, they brought themselves. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing, let's come around the altar and let's call on God. Amen. Let's give him our life afresh. All of it. Let's give it to him brand new. Come on back to that old altar.
Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee.
Come on. That's good.
May all self be slain.
Oh, glory to God.
My friends see only
He's coming.
Me.
Glory to God. And when they came into the house, Matthew 2:11, and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen. Matthew. Now Luke. Amen. Luke 2:8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. Amen. The angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
25th verse. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Amen. And 36th verse, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was great age, lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake unto him and to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Praise God. Hallelujah. My lesson, where were you in this Christmas story? Amen. Where were you this Christmas story? This is handed me tonight, Mary's dream. I had a dream, Joseph. I don't understand it, not really, but I think it was about a birthday celebration for our son. I think it was, that was what it was all about. The people had been preparing it for about 6 weeks. They'd decorated the house, bought new clothes. They'd gone shopping many times and bought elaborate gifts. It was peculiar, though, because the presents weren't for our son. They wrapped them in beautiful paper and tied them with lovely bows and stacked them under a tree. Yes, a tree, Joseph, right in their house. They decorated the tree also, and the branches were full of glowing balls and sparkling ornaments. And there was a figure on top of the tree that looked like an angel might look. Oh, it was beautiful. Everyone was laughing and happy. They were all excited about the gifts. They gave the gifts to each other. Joseph, not to our son. I don't think they even knew him. They never even mentioned his name. Doesn't it seem odd for people to go to all that trouble to celebrate someone's birthday if they don't know him? I had the strangest feeling that if our son had gone to this celebration, he would have been an intruder. Everything was so beautiful, Joseph. Everything so full of cheer. But it made me want to cry. How sad for Jesus not to be wanted at his own birthday celebration. I'm glad it was only a dream. How terrible, Joseph, if it had been real. Amen. Well. I don't point an accusative finger. I don't speak with negativity tonight when I ask you, where were you when the shepherds left their flocks and scrambled with lanterns, amen, through dangerous paths to get to the stable where Jesus lay? Amen. I just ask you, where were you? Amen. I don't point an accusative finger when I talk about the wise men that spent a year and a half or near 2 years, amen, traveling over thieve-ridden trails, amen, in a caravan with a constant guard because they had to travel at night to follow a star. That's one reason it took them so long. Amen. I asked you for good reason, where were you when they made that trip? Amen. I'm going to tell you in a little bit. I'm going to answer our question. Where were we? Amen. When old Simeon
praise God, faithful to God, walking with God. And it was revealed to him by the Spirit that he wouldn't see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Praise God. And he came into the temple and shouted, "Lord, let me now die in peace, for mine eyes have seen the King." Amen. I just ask you, where were you when faith-filled Simeon's dream was fulfilled to see the King? Praise God. Where were you when aged, faithful old Anna, she just went to church and stayed there? She stayed there night and day. She swept the floors. Amen. When she ran out of anything to eat, it didn't matter too much, because she spent a lot of time fasting anyway. She spent her days in fasting and prayer. Praise God. She did what she could around the house of God and around the temple. And she came shouting in, praise God, fit to be tied, because she had seen, praise God, the Lord Christ. Amen. And she began to prophesy. Where was I when these faithful ones came to adore the Lamb of God? Hallelujah. I'll tell you where we all were that glorious night. We were right where we are tonight. I have answered your question. It's enough to strike dead silence into any congregation. Amen. I didn't fabricate this message. It was given to me of God a day or two or three ago. Amen. Yes. Where were we when the Christmas story was written? We were right where we are tonight. And you know something? If we wouldn't scramble over dangerous paths with a lantern to go adore the Christ, amen, tonight, we wouldn't have went then. If we wouldn't have left business and sheep, amen, and precious things to scramble to worship the Master back today, we wouldn't have went back then either. Amen. That's why it's so hard for so many of our churches to have anything going anywhere close to Christmas. Amen. You see, it's just like the little dream that somebody wrote. Jesus would be an intruder in his own birthday celebration in the average run-of-the-mill home. Amen. Where were you, amen, when the wise men came from far and bought their gifts of gold and myrrh and frankincense and laid it without reserve at the Savior's feet? You're right where you are tonight, wherever you are, or wherever you are not, in case you're not where you ought to be. Amen. Amen. If you're not willing to sacrifice, if you're not willing to give, you're not willing to support the work of God, amen, you wouldn't have been among the wise men who gave their treasures. You'd have hung on to it for hard times. You'd have hung on to it, amen, because you might need it later on. You wouldn't have financed the young life of the new Christ, the new King. You wouldn't have financed with your treasures the trip into Egypt, amen, and the trip back to Nazareth. You wouldn't have given him every advantage. You'd have said, let the little guy kick for himself. Let Joseph make his own way. Amen. You see, if we hang on to our pennies and pinch our dollars, amen, and howl when the offering's taken up, we would have been right where we are tonight. Then, when they opened their treasures and brought their gifts of gold and myrrh and frankincense. If we have nothing for the Lord's representatives today, we'd have had nothing for his son then. You see, we're 2,000 years down the road. We've got the full revelation of God. We ought to be running full speed ahead. We ought to be hard to tie. Praise God. We should consider the privilege of getting a grand and glorious honor. But some people come to church with their lip dragging so low that you could roll out a biscuit on it. Amen. When you're about to take up an offering. Amen. For any of God's representatives, offering, offering, offering. Money, money, money. Oh, yes, I know. You're right where you are tonight. And you would not have been, perhaps, among those wise men that brought their gold and their myrrh and their frankincense, their priceless treasures, and laid them at the feet of Jesus. You'd have kept it for hard times, because you don't believe the Bible. You don't believe that God says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You are so full of unbelief, you believe you got to save it for hard times, when your Savior said a little bit later, sufficient to the day is evil thereof. Amen. Where were you? I'll tell you where you were. You're right where you are tonight. Well, hang on to it. You're going to need it. You'll not be classed among the wise men. Amen. But you're going to need it, I guarantee you. Where were you when faithful Simon, that old fella, praise God, that lived and walked with God and served God. Amen. And on that eighth day, he was there. Amen. I'll tell you where you are tonight. You're still among the faithful in church tonight. Amen. You wouldn't have missed it for nothing. You might have been tempted, but you wouldn't have missed it for nothing. Praise God. And because you remained faithful to God, you got in on the blessing. Your eyes were lightened. Your old age was strengthened. Praise God. Faithfulness makes a difference. Amen. Any widows in the house tonight? Hold up your hand. Amen. Any widows tonight in the house? Yeah, we got a few. Amen. Where were you when that faithful widow Anna, amen, who gave her time and her strength, amen, to fasting and prayer and served God night and day with fasting and with prayer, praise God. Where were you widows then? I'll tell you where you were then. You're right where you are tonight. In the house of God, serving God, glorifying God, magnifying God. Oh, amen. I realize that's just a little bit negative, but nevertheless, it's the gospel truth. Amen. But there's another scripture I'd like to read to you. There's a promise and there's a blessing to those who prove faithful to God. The faithful are going to get the blessing. The faithful are going to have the glory. The faithful are going to see his kingdom. The faithful are going to see his face. Amen. Listen to what the reward is tonight for those who are faithful. In 2 Corinthians 2 and 3, but it is written that I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. All things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. Amen. And he said, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Not only tonight, hallelujah, have we a promise of the blessing future, so grand and so good. Amen. It's not just cheap tinsel and balls sparkling on a Christmas tree. Amen. Our only house or decorating it. some sort of a creation of man that'll soon be taken down and the Christmas tree burned. Amen. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. It is so good and so wonderful. It is beyond description. It is so good and so wonderful. It is past finding out. It is so good and so wonderful that eyes can't see it. Ears can't hear it. It takes the Spirit of God getting a hold of us to give us a vision of what it's going to be like. Amen. And God reveals it to us by His Spirit, and He makes us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. And it's all important where we were and where we are tonight, because that determines what we're going to be and what we're going to have and what we're going to inherit. Praise God. Our inheritance will be with the saints in light. Our inheritance will be with those that turn many to righteousness and shine as the stars forever. Our inheritance will be to those who are given the kingdom, who hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Praise God. It's so far ahead of anything past or present. It's out of sight. The things that God has for the faithful. Amen. For the most part, every one of you stand or can stand. You're in a good position to stand. You're in the right place to stand among the faithful. There are many others that will spend several days repenting after the celebration is over. They'll come to church high and dry after it's passed and wonder where the blessing went. And they'll have to do quite a bit of repenting before they can get back on even keel after the holidays are over. Amen. But you are there. You are on hand. If the rapture takes place tonight, Mike, you have no sad regrets, do you? For being in the house of God on Christmas Eve night. How about you, Shane? Do you have any sad regrets for being in the house of God on Christmas Eve night? Amen. You ought to get a double reward, you that came early and got to hear my singing convention. Praise God. Hallelujah. You'll probably have a more abundant entrance than anybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. And oh my, we got to hear faithful Esther Burns. Amen. Stand up here behind the desk and read and exhort us just before she went to Florida to help her breathing. Praise God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Isn't it wonderful to be in the house of God? I'll tell you something. This is wholesome. This is the thing that's lasting. It won't leave ashes in your mouth. Amen. And you got to shout and praise God with Mike and Norma. Amen. About the brother-in-law getting healed. Amen. Today. Right. Amen. 4 hours ago. Hallelujah. He came to Sunday school this morning, praise God, and got to hear Bill Scaff get up from the altar and give that marvelous testimony, how that tumor had disappeared out of his head. Amen. How he gave his life to God, and he chose this church as his church from here on out. Glory to God. Aren't you glad you was there? Praise God. Oh, but I want to tell you, the best is yet to come. And it's so good that you ain't seen nothing in all lights of Christmas that can match it. You haven't heard anything in all the Christmas carols that you've listened to for the last 2 months. Amen. Amen. That can explain it. Ear has not heard. Amen. Neither hath it entered. Nothing that we have seen has so primed our heart that we can fathom what God has in store for the faithful. those that love him. But there's one way to realize it, and that's go where the Spirit is. You got to go where the Spirit is. And you got to take the Spirit with you wherever you go. If you don't have the Spirit, you can't get a glimpse of it. If you don't have the Spirit, you have no revelation. So you got to go where the Spirit is. You got to go where the Spirit's moving. And he's not moving in a lot of places tonight. In all the wrappings, in all the trauma, and all the disappointment, ain't no Spirit in a lot of that. Because they didn't take time to put Jesus first. You see, if you put Jesus first, you'll go to church. You'll meet him in the house of God. You don't just put him first a few times. You got to put him first all your life. Amen. And then the Spirit comes in. And the Spirit opens up your heart. And the Spirit opens up your vision. And the Spirit pulls back the curtain and lets you look in. And the Spirit separates the veil. And the Spirit, amen, spreads his supernatural, magical wand. And for a fleeting instant, even while we sit here tonight, we catch a glimpse of glories unexplainable. Beauties that eyes have never seen. Eternal things that never entered into the heart of man. Amen. But we caught a glimpse of it through his Spirit. Because we live and walk and move in the Spirit of God. Let's stand and let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you for the Spirit, the true Spirit of Christmas, which is the Spirit of holiness, which is the Spirit, Lord, of putting God first and consecration. Oh, glory to God, which is the Spirit of sanctifying every day and redeeming the time. For the days are evil. Lord, reward the faithful tonight. Save the lost tonight. Bring those that have wandered far away from God and are hungering for something. Bring them to the cross tonight. Show them thy glory this hour. I beg in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on. As the saints come to this altar, they break the way. You come and pray with them. Come and seek God with them tonight.
His blood was precious blood.
Get covered with the blood. Get blessed of the Lord. Come to Jesus. Let him take your heavy load.
I'm so glad his
precious blood
still flows
from Calvary.
So many lambs were offered up, but the blood that spilled could never fill that bitter cup. But one spotless lamb in the form of man gave his life on Calvary. Just blood of another spotless lamb. His blood was precious blood, for it washed the sin of man. And his blood heals my body, and it sets my spirit free. I'm so glad his precious blood still flows from Calvary. No other blood could heal my broken body, and no other blood could save my sin-sick soul. No other blood could conquer death or give the victory. No other blood but the blood Jesus shed for me. blood was not just blood of another spotless lamb. His blood was precious blood, for it washed the sins of men. And his blood, it heals my body, and it sets my spirit free. I'm so glad his precious blood still flows from Calvary. But his blood was not just blood of another spotless lamb. His blood was precious blood, for it washed the sins of man. And his blood, it heals my body, and it sets my spirit free. I'm so glad his precious blood still flows. Blood could conquer death or give the victory. No other blood but the blood Jesus shed for me. But his blood was not just blood of another spotless lamb. His blood was precious blood, for it washed the sins of man. And his blood, it heals my body, and it sets my spirit free. I'm so glad his precious blood still flows from Calvary.
By whose stripes you were healed. And I just wrote some quick scriptures, Luke 5 and 17, that said the Lord was present to heal. Let me tell you what happened this afternoon. After we preached for Mike Allen's this morning, we took off and went to my mother-in-law's. And we walked in, everybody was there, and we were sitting around, and Vince, my brother-in-law, and Reba came in, my wife's sister, her husband, and Vince came in, and they go to church now and stuff, but they don't live holiness. But he came in and he was walking real stiff, and he had some kind of a pinched nerve in his back. And anyway, I want to try to slow down. But anyway, everybody was gathered around. We was all talking and stuff, and they got time to eat. And we lost sight of Vince. We didn't know where he was. And I was sitting there eating, talking with the rest of Norma's brothers. She's got a big family. And Reba came to me, and she said, Mike, said, took my place. Said, come here, I need you. I didn't know what she meant. And She said, just come here. I said, I need you. And got back in there and set my plate down and back in the back room. She said, Vince is in the bedroom. Said he can't even walk. Said he's a crying. And there stood his mom, who's a sinner, never went to church, never know nothing about God, was a crying. And there was some of the family standing around. And he was crying. And we started praying. And we got down there. And Vince, the only kind of relief he could get was down on his knees. It got so bad he couldn't even stand, couldn't even walk, and he's getting ready to take him to the hospital. And they wanted us to pray, and I don't think we're anything. I want to tell you, but I know the Lord, and I know how to call on God. And oh Lord. And I want to tell you, we started praying, and people started. I told him, I said, let's pray. And I'd start praying, I'd start to speak in tongues, and I was quenching that, because you know it was an awkward situation. But Brother Collins, I finally come to the realization, we're gonna have to get help. We prayed one time, nothing happened. We prayed again, nothing happened. And Russell and Tanya Chicken walked in at that time, and I said, go get Russell. And they came in there, and I got rid. I want to tell you something, Sister Collins, when she was going through her trial with that cancer, she said, Mike, you want to pick up everything you can on faith. Get all the unbelief away from you. And I want to tell you, I wasn't being mean, but I wanted every bit of unbelief out of that room. We was going to get a hold of God. It was either that or take him to the hospital. And all those ones that didn't live holiness, I don't know, I wasn't being smart to them. They started getting out of the room. Me and Norman, Russell and Chief, and Vince was there, and Reba. And Vince started to get up. Me and Russell helped him up. And he was crying. He was hurting so bad. He said, I can't stand it. And I said, well, Vince, you want to lay down in the bed? He said, I can't. And there's no relief there. He said, the only relief I got is on my knees. And I said, well, let's pray one more time. And I'll tell you what, we bombarded heaven. And I want to tell you, God started moving in that room. God came down. And I want to tell you what, I just let go and have God. He started shouting, came to his feet, and walked down that room healed by the power of God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I want to tell you something. We serve a healing God. They were questioning him, our Savior, whether he would heal on the Sabbath. I don't care what day of the day of the week it is. You've got a need. I don't care what time of the day it is, whether it's in the middle of the night, whether it's in the bright daylight. All you got to do is get your brothers and sisters and come together in unity, believing in God. We've got power. We've got power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I told my wife, it's her family. I said, lay your hand down here with me, Norma. She said when the power of God started moving, she felt something in his back just roll over. I want to tell you something. God is a healer.
Amen.
We serve a healer.
Amen.
I was praying, God, help me to release my faith. Help me to release my faith. How do I release that faith, God? Brother Hughes, I was asking God, teach me, Lord.
Sure.
And I want to tell you what came to me. It came to me like Brother Oscar Oakley preached last night. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I began to rebuke the devil and all the power of the defeat and all the powers of the enemy. And I began to rebuke that affliction in the name of Jesus. I said, it's written in your word, by your stripes we're healed.